Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 23, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Kiwi secures $80 million MLN. Kiwi has secured $75 million credit facility and $4.5 million in pre-Series A funding to aid consumers in building credit history and financial literacy. Ebury partners with ABN Australia. UK-based fintech Ebury has announced its partnership with ABN Australia to offer its clients and customers around the world payroll payments. Equifax UK partners Digilytics AI to reduce decisioning time for lenders. Equifax UK has partnered with UK-based Digilytics AI to help lenders reduce decisioning times and provide quicker responses to loan applications. Netcetera expands its digital banking offerings. Switzerland-based software company Netcetera has invested in its digital banking offerings and in the expansion of its product portfolio in the region. FlowX.ai raises $35 million in Series A funding round. Romania-based FlowX.ai has announced the raise of $35 million in Series A funding round for product development and international expansion. New Zealand banks implement 365-day payments. A series of banks in New Zealand have decided to allow their customers to transfer money 7 days a week, including public holidays. NatWest launches Tap to Pay on Android. UK-based bank NatWest has launched Tap to Pay on Android, a new service for customers to accept in-person contactless payments on their own phone devices. Moss launches IDA to promote artificial intelligence and data analytics skills. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has launched the Financial Sector Artificial Intelligence and Data Analytics, IDA, Talent Development Program. Lazada launches self-certification website for e-commerce businesses. E-commerce platform Lazada Group has launched LadaSolutions.com, an e-learning website that offers bite-sized, self-guided courses on Lazada-sponsored solutions, LSS, to anyone. Hokodo and MangoPay augment the payment offering for B2B platforms. UK-based Buy Now, Pay Later solution Hokodo has made its flexible payment solutions available to MangoPay B2B platforms. Zip approves of the new BNPL industry regulatory reform. Australia-based BNPL provider Zip has welcomed the Option 2 regulatory reform announced by the Australian Treasury Department. Meta receives $1.30 BLNEU fine over data privacy. Meta has been fined with €1.2 billion by regulators from the European Union for violating EU privacy laws by transferring personal data of Facebook users to servers in the US. Visa to recruit 1,500 staff for new Polish tech hub. Visa is to open a new global technology and product hub in Poland that will house 1,500 new tech and product hires over TTHE next few years. Venmo debuts teen accounts. Venmo is to give parents and legal guardians the means to open an account for their teenagers between the ages of 13 to 17 years old so they can send and receive money. Fifth Third acquires embedded payments platform Rise Money. Fifth Third Bancorp has acquired embedded payments platform Rise Money as part of Strategy to grow its treasury management business. Paynetics to acquire payments app provider Fire. Paynetics has agreed to acquire Fire, one of Europe's leading digital payments application, app, providers. Unlimit rebrands to Unlimit. Global leading fintech and payment solutions company, Unlimit, has announced its rebranding as Unlimit. Gala Technology joins forces with Nuapay to launch Link Pay Bank. Gala Technology and Nuapay, EML Payments Limiteds, ASX, EML, open banking business, have joined forces as pioneers in payment technology to launch Link Pay Bank, a groundbreaking instant bank payment solution. Vernost Group launches acquiring platform VayPay with $5 million investment. Vernost Group, a leading technology solutions provider, announced the launch of its highly anticipated VayPay payments acquiring and orchestration technology today. Hokodo teams up with MangoPay. Hokodo, Europe's leading provider of digital trade credit, and MangoPay, platform-specific payment infrastructure provider, announced today a strategic partnership that makes Hokodo solutions available to MangoPay B2B platforms. IDEX Biometrics expands in Asia with DolPay link-up. IDEX Biometrics expands its presence in Asia by partnering with DolPay, an innovative payment solution provider, to tap into the burgeoning market for biometric cards in Bangladesh. Freemarket secures growth capital investment from Baird Capital. Today, Freemarket, a leading fintech platform for regulated B2B cross-border payments and currency exchange, announced a growth capital investment from Baird Capital's Global Private Equity Fund. Checkout.com secures acquiring license from the UAE Central Bank. Checkout.com, the global payment service provider, has been granted a retail payment services license from the Central Bank of the UAE. LumonPay names new CEO. LumonPay, the fast-growing overseas payments and currency exchange platform, has announced Vic Darvey as its new chief executive officer, subject to regulatory approval. Finastra integrates with Priority Software for embedded BAX payments. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces and one of the largest suppliers of BAX and Faster Payment Service, FPS, solutions for the UK, today announced its partnership with Priority Software, a leading provider of scalable, agile, and open cloud-based business management solutions, to enable UK corporates to send BAX payments from within Priority Software's Enterprise Resource Planning, ERP, products. Fintech infrastructure builder Monigo scales up. Monigo, the London-based fintech infrastructure platform, announces its launch after several years of quietly building a quality, robust product. Trades executed on Broadridge's blockchain-based repo platform. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, today announced that DRW, Société Générale and another global Tier 1 bank have successfully executed intraday repo transactions on Broadridge's distributed ledger repo, DLR, platform. FCA plans to align rules for fund managers and investment managers pose material threat, says PIMFA. PIMFA, the Trade Association for the Wealth Management, Investment Services and Financial Advice Sector, has raised serious concerns about the Financial Conduct Authority's, FCA, proposals to harmonize rules governing the way in which fund managers and discretionary investment managers operate, saying the proposals would pose a material threat to Managed Portfolio Services, MPS. ASX appoints chess troubleshooter Tim Whiteley as CIO. ASX today announced the appointment of Tim Whiteley as Chief Information Officer, CIO, effective 1 July 2023. IOSCO issues recommendations for crypto asset regulation. IOSCO, the global standard setter for securities markets, has today issued for consultation detailed recommendations to jurisdictions across the globe as to how to regulate crypto assets. Security as a service secures distributed IT models. At the onset of the pandemic, when companies rapidly moved their IT systems to the cloud, many took shortcuts that made these efforts less secure. Finastra partners with Priority Software. Finastra has partnered with Priority Software, a provider of scalable, agile, and open cloud-based business management solutions. Travelex launches new stores globally. UK-based foreign exchange company Travelex has launched new stores and partnerships across Europe, the Middle East, Asia-Pacific, and Brazil. Amazon's palm scanning payment technology can also verify ages. US-based Amazon's palm scanning payment technology, Amazon One, has been updated with age verification capabilities to improve user convenience. Jamaica confirms the development of a digital marketplace. Jamaican officials have confirmed the development of a digital marketplace that aims to promote the adoption of the JAMDEX Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. TBC Bank buys 51% stake in Payme. TBC Bank Group PLC of Georgia has entered into an agreement to acquire a 51% stake in LLC Inspired, a leading payment platform in Uzbekistan trading under the Payme brand. One Market Data steps up investment and hiring. One Market Data, LLC, a leader in tick data management and analytics, today announced significant investment to support unprecedented demand for one tick trade surveillance. TradeStation integrates with Plaid to boost account connectivity capabilities. TradeStation Group, Inc. TradeStation, a Florida-based company whose operating subsidiaries provide award-winning, self-clearing online brokerage services for trading stocks, ETFs, options, futures, and crypto that aim to offer the ultimate trading experience, has announced its integration with Plaid, a data network powering the digital financial ecosystem. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.